Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg. Pep. Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, with Superman in Metropolis and Batman on the high seas hunting for Robin, the boy continues in danger, alone and unprotected among those who seek to destroy him.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, it makes collecting prizes just about 49 times as much fun when you know that you can get not just one prize, but 49 different top-notch prizes right in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir, you'll find a prize in every package. And there are three different kinds of prizes you may find there. For instance, you may find one of 18 different comic strip buttons, each picturing a favorite comic strip character. Or you may find a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, one of seven exciting plane models in the series. Or you may get a gay-colored bird picture from a series of 24, each with a full description on the reverse side so that you can make like you're a regular bird expert. Now, that makes 49 different prizes you can collect, all of them strictly super. And that goes double for Pep itself. Why, the way Pep lets loose with a sunshine flavor is something terrific. Every single one of these crisp flakes of whole wheat gives you the business. Every spoonful stacks up the flavor. Every bowlful tickles you plenty in the taste department. No fooling. Pep's a solid sender. So, what's keeping you, gang? Ask Mom for Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal, and look for your prize inside the package.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Just at the time he had given up hope of ever seeing Robin, his young companion, again, Batman was overjoyed to receive a message from the youngster, saying he was on a certain yacht in Cove Harbor. With Alfred, his butler, and Man Friday, Batman rushed to Cove Harbor in his batboat, only to learn that the yacht had put to sea an hour before. Batman gave chase, but meanwhile, hidden aboard the yacht as Dick Grayson, Robin was seen by his grandfather's secretary, a man named Marsh, who thought he had shot the boy in Metropolis. Robin took refuge in a sea chest in the captain's stateroom. As we continue now, Marsh has been joined in the stateroom by Captain Skinner. Huddled in the chest, Robin hears Marsh say,
"I tell you, the boy Dick Grayson is on this boat, Captain. We've got to find him."
That's impossible, Mr. Marsh. He can't be on
the
boat.
He is, I tell you. I saw him. I was talking to the old man. That is Mr. Grayson in his stateroom when the boat pitched and the door banged open. And there was Dick standing in the corridor looking at us.
Nonsense. How could he be alive? You said you shot him.
I did, and yet I'm sure I just saw him in the corridor.
Use your head, man. How could young Grayson be dead in Metropolis where you left him, and yet be seen alive on this yacht?
Why, he couldn't, of course,
Of course he couldn't. So it stands to reason you just thought you saw him. I'm afraid it's just that, now we're coming close to the payoff. You're getting a bit jumpy, that's all. Incidentally, when's that going to be?
What? When's what going to be?
You know. When is the old gold... Mr. Grayson going to kick off?
Pretty soon now, I hope.
About when, would you say?
Oh, in a few weeks, I suppose. Perhaps the month.
Why wait that long? Now that his grandson's finished, you inherit the old man's millions when he goes. So why not make quick work of it?
What's your hurry, Captain?
Just that I want to get my hands on my share.
I see. Well, you know, it takes time for the poison to work. Getting very small doses in his food.
Well, give him big doses. Get it over with.
Are you out of your mind? It's got to be done slowly and carefully. So when he goes, poisoning won't be suspected. If we gave him a big dose, the doctor would spot it at once, and we'd be in for him.
Not if it were done at sea.
What do you mean?
If Grayson dies while we're underway like this, we just bury him at sea. And who's going to be the wiser?
I see. I see. That's good. No. No, it's too risky.
Why, you've got nothing to worry about, Marsh. So take care of the old man tonight, huh?
But what if his grandson, Dick, is alive?
Will you come off that? I tell you, your nerves play the trick on your eyes. Now, pull yourself together, old man. Let's finish the job on old Grayson tonight. Then we'll be rid of this whole muddy mess.
Well, all right.
That's the way to talk. Let's see. He's had his dinner. But you always bring him a snack before he goes to sleep, don't you?
Yes, a biscuit and a glass of wine.
Good. We'll put the stuff in the biscuit and the wine. Then when we get to England, they can probate the blooming well, and we'll split millions. Come, old chap, we'll go down to the galley and fix the old duffer snack.
So they're going to poison my grandfather, eh? Well, those babies are due for a big surprise, I hope. Phew, that old sea chest makes close quarters. Now for some action. And the first thing to do is warn my newly discovered grandfather.
Oh, that you, Marsh. Who are you, boy?
Shh, keep your voice down, Grandpa.
What did you call me?
Sounds funny, huh?
Now, look here, you.
Shh, for the love of Mike, it'll be curtains for both of us, but quick.
I don't understand. Who are you?
Sir, get ready for a shock. I'm your grandson, Dick Grayson.
My grandson?
Uh-huh. Surprised?
By George, you do look like my son, John, when he was a boy. Well, now, matter of fact, you look just like him.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Now, yeah,
but you can't be. Marsh said my grandson had disappeared years ago. So how could you be on this yacht?
Look, Grandpa, we're wasting time. But if you must know, I followed Mr. Rat.
Huh?
That's my pet name for Marsh, to Cove Harbor. And then when he went aboard the launch, I made like a fish and swam to the yacht and stowed away. Now, it's a good thing I did, because Marsh is planning to slip you a Mickey tonight. The kind you don't wake up from.
Mickey? What are you saying, son?
He's planning to poison you.
Poison me?
Check. You see, he thinks he finished me in Metropolis today. But I pulled the old Indian trick on him and fell just as he was pulling the trigger. Lucky for me, he didn't have time to check up.
But why? Why?
Look, Grandpop, get hip. With me out of the picture, Marsh inherits all your money, doesn't he?
Why, yes, but...
All right, there you are.
But that's impossible, son. Why, Paul Marsh has been with me for years. I trust him absolutely.
You know, maybe I should let you go on trusting him. Especially after you gave my father the back of your neck.
What?
Just because he joined the circus and earned an honest living instead of living like a parasite on your money.
Oh, I must admit, I was a stupid, hard-headed snob, and I've lived to regret it. That's why I came to America. I wanted to find you, make it up to you. I've been very lonely, Dick. Well, now that you're here...
That's just it, Grandpa. Don't you see, I won't be here long, or you either, unless we figure out a way to stop Marsh and your yacht captain from carrying out their murderous scheme.
Captain Skinner? Is he working with Marsh?
Oh, and how. They're as chummy as two bugs in a dirty rug. And it's my hunch the crew are a nice bunch of rascals, too.
Oh, this is a terrible shock, son, terrible. Paul Marsh and Captain Skinner... I've trusted them. By heaven, I'll have the bounders in here.
Easy does it, Grandpa. Do you want us to wind up in Davy Jones' locker?
Yeah, but look here.
Look, our only chance is to play Foxy, see? Stole him somehow until Batman gets here.
Batman?
Oh, he's a friend of mine who's on his way.
Oh, I see.
I hope. Now, listen, I've got to find a place to hide. But first, let me warn you. Whatever you do, don't take anything to eat or drink, savvy?
But why?
Because just for your information, Marsh has been slipping little doses of poison into your food for some time.
Good Godfrey. No wonder I've been so weak lately. I couldn't even leave my bed to help search for you. And I had to trust Marsh with everything. Why the bounder...
Relax, Grandpa. We don't want Marsh to get suspicious when he comes in here. Now, let's see. Where can I hide?
I've got just the place for you, Dick.
Marsh!
Yeah, now look here, Marsh.
Grab him, Captain.
Oh, no, you don't. Remember what I told you, Grandpa.
Captain, look. Look, he's trying to get through the portal.
No, you don't. Get up like
that. Let go of me, you no-good murderer.
Captain, release that boy. He's my grandson. Marsh, tell Captain Skinner to release him at once.
That's it, grab him. Then bring him up on deck. I'll see that he doesn't get away this time.
Fighting furiously, Dick Grayson, who is Robin, is slowly overpowered by Marsh and the burly Captain Skinner, who swarm over him. We'll be back in a moment with the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, did you ever meet up with a fella like Dawdler Dick? You know, a fella who kind of dawdles over his food and keeps everybody waiting? Well, if there's a Dawdler Dick around your breakfast table, just put him next to a bowl of Kellogg's Pep and watch him go to town. You'd have a hard time finding anybody who wouldn't step up his pace while eating Pep, the sunshine cereal. That keen, catchy Pep flavor gets them time after time. Those crisp, golden flakes of whole wheat taste so terrific that you get a bang out of every single spoonful. Say, who wouldn't get a bang out of those swell Pep prizes? Three different kinds of prizes, one or the other in every package of Pep you open. For instance, you may find one of 24 keen bird pictures in gleaming bright colors with a full description on the reverse side to help you spot these birds in the air. Or you may find a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, and all seven model planes in the series are collector's items. Or your next Pep prize may be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons, picturing characters straight out of the funnies. So ask Mom to get you a supply of Kellogg's Pep and look for your prize inside the package.
Dick Grayson, who is really Robin, has been overpowered by Marsh and Captain Skinner. Then, over the angry objections of his grandfather, was carried to the deck of the yacht. Now, standing by the rail in the moonlight, Marsh says,
"You won't get away this time, Dick, because this time it won't do you any good to play dead. Not when I throw you overboard."
"Hey, bump your board, Captain Skinner. There's a big speedboat drawing up on it.
Yippee, it's the backboat."
"What? Oh, yes, I see it. Harris, Nichols, McBride, man the guns."
"Yes, Alfred, it's a bad break. I was hoping we could get right up to them."
"I think that's Master Dick, sir, on the after deck."
"Yes. Well, now we've got to try to get into the..."
"Fine work."
"Oh, firing at us."
"This seems bad, sir."
"That isn't good, Alfred. Too bad that moon came up so brightly. Well, we've got to do a bit of maneuvering now."
"We're not going away, sir, are we?"
"I'm not, but you are."
"What do you mean, sir?"
"As soon as we get around behind them in their shadow, I'm going to dive off and swim to the yacht."
"But, sir..."
"You get back to Metropolis. Contact Clark Kent, Alfred."
"But I can't leave you, sir."
"You must. Now do as I say. It's our only chance." "All right, Alfred, take the wheel and swing her around. Sharp."
"But, sir..."
"Don't argue, Alfred. I tell you, our only chance is for Robin and me to stand these fellows off. If possible. Until Clark Kent takes over. So tear back to Metropolis. Here I go. Good luck, Alfred."
"Good luck, sir. Back to Metropolis I go."
He has not been seen. Batman dives from his sleek craft and swims underwater toward the yacht. As Alfred turns the fleet batboat and starts back toward Metropolis at full throttle, with the guns from the yacht blazing at him. What will happen? Will Batman's desperate plan succeed? Can he somehow sustain himself and Robin against desperate odds as Alfred rushes toward Metropolis, where Clark Kent at this very moment is vainly trying to track Batman's interrupted call for help? Although Clark Kent, who is Superman, knows his friends are in trouble, he is helpless to aid them right now. But tomorrow brings another development. So be sure to be with us then, as Batman and Robin, together again, fight for their lives. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comic Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, when you shiver out of bed on a frosty morning, gang, that's Crumbles weather. That's when you want a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. Kellogg's Crumbles. Just the name makes you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, sort of sweet and mellow rich, the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those crinkly shreds of real whole wheat. You bet, gang, this is Crumbles weather. Time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.